first of all, it was visibility. If you don't see a person as a person, you don't see them. And this is going hand in hand with what's going on with COVID. People are going to be evicted, losing their mortgages. We have people who are in lines for food shelves, knowing that the country is going to have a huge homelessness issue soon. And so we better start getting on this immediately. AIM has been doing patrol. They were invited out to work with the police. And so AIM is hand in hand with the police department. And they patrol every night in areas that, you know, just to see where they can help. And it's been a lot of the street community, not just homeless shelters, but there are homeless street people that no one sees. We've been helping provide food, sometimes a car ride to somewhere, you know, various things that are necessary not only in poverty, but in abject poverty in Duluth. People living in a tent and impending doom of winter coming. We needed some visibility. The sorts of things that Stephen Neal taught me. We had worked on something called a 10-year plan to end homelessness. 10-year plan ended in 2017, and that was a plan to end homelessness. And so the 10-year plan is 3 years gone. It's not so much an American Indian movement. It's a catalyst, if you will. It was us as a catalyst to bring, hey, this is awareness. Not only are Native people at the highest rate of homelessness due to various reasons, everything from veterans, not having, you know, we have the highest rate of veterans that enlist into the armed forces. And when they come home, there isn't aftercare, follow-up care, housing care. The things we don't help our warriors with, you know, that there should be for, you know, some sort of aftercare program for people available coming out of military. And that's a lot of people that, a good portion of people that I see are veterans, people that have served our country. And that part is heartbreaking. Seeing a homeless veteran who's served and protected us, is that, so it was mainly, I had to do something. Duluth has decided that we need an area to put all of the vulnerable people that are experiencing street homelessness for one reason or another. One person had donated some of their private property. And then AIM's idea is that they will patrol that area. Many people say we want an infrastructure of a building and all of these other different rules, and it's got to be like, but right now we're in a snap of a COVID emergency pandemic. So yurts, they're thinking they have one yurt for winter living. Every year on Christmas, every year we go and we say the name of the people that have passed away in Duluth and in the Twin Ports. Actually, the Northland, the entire Northland area, during homelessness. And many have froze to death. To just know one person froze to death is something to fight for.